listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Spirit Essence Show with Tara Diana. Tara Diana. Live from Spirit Essence by TaraDiana.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Spirit Essence Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, I'm Tara Diana and welcome to the Spirit Essence Show. I'm an empowerment medium. I'm here to bring you guidance from the spirit world straight to you, real talk, real energy, and a whole lot of spirits. So we are going to get into it. So before we get to talk to some people that are going to call in and we're going to connect to spirit, I want to tell you about a story that was sent in to me by Monica B. And this, we were talking about paranormal activity. We were talking about connections to spirit, and she sent this story in. So tonight I'm going to tell you about an overnight shift. This sounds like it's super scary, but it's Halloween-y, so let's go with it. It's not super scary, by the way. So she used to work at a long-term care facility for children with mental illness. And years before Monica started, a little girl had passed away there quite tragically. And it was rumored that she still visited all the kids there, especially those that were going through a really hard time. And no one on the staff had ever admitted to seeing this little girl. But Monica did. She could not only see the little girl, she felt the little girl. And they said things like alarms went off for no reason, objects fell off the shelves, and one night after a especially rough shift, there was a little girl in a plaid dress staring out from the window of an empty building. So moments later, a wisp of like literal mist floated past Monica and drifted up the stairs. Okay, that gives chills, right? That does give chills. So she said that when she went into one of the little boys' rooms that was there, they were having a particularly rough night. The little boy was really agitated, and Monica was trying to calm him down, and they were trying to work together. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she'd had her back turned. She was doing something for the little boy. I don't know what, she didn't say, but when she turned back, the little boy had like bolted straight up in bed and kind of thrown his hands up and was like, "It's okay. I'm going to be okay. She's telling me everything is going to be okay." And Monica was like taken off guard, right? And she was like, "Okay, who? There's no one else in the room. Who's talking to you?" And the little boy didn't really say, but his energy completely shifted. And all of a sudden, all that anxiety and, you know, anxiousness and fear just kind of calmed down. And it kind of went into a different kind of energy all around the room. And Monica was like, "There is no one here. Like, who's he talking to?" And she thought about it when she left the room, because that little boy's energy was so different after he said that. And she remembered about that little girl and the rumor that that little girl would come in and would, you know, visit these children. These children would tell the adults, and the adults only saw the things like the alarms going off or the wisps in the windows and that kind of thing. They didn't actually see the little girl, but this little boy did. And Monica said that she never actually saw her. She said, but she felt her after that. And so, you know, residual energy is a little bit different than spirit energy. And so my take on this is that this little girl's energy was like imprinted there, like a kind of energetic fingerprint. So it doesn't always talk to you, doesn't watch you, doesn't, you know, kind of interfere with you. But it's almost like it was replaying, and she would go into this space and these little kids would feel her. And it's like a film loop that keeps running, and she's always in the right place at the right time because her imprint is the whole facility. That's where she was living. That's where she stayed. So this little girl's presence to me feels like love left behind. I don't believe in hauntings or anything, but I do believe that spirits come and are active in homes, and ghosts, which are residual energy, imprint in homes or places, right? That kind of thing. And I love that because energy is always about shifting and changing. And spirits come in not to harm us, not to scare us, not to, freak us out. But they do, because we don't understand it, or we're not ready for it, or it's not something that is our kind of jam. But they come in to keep us moving forward as well. They'll give us a message. They have something they want to relay to us. Sometimes they just want to be acknowledged, and that's cool. And that little girl, though, her energy was calm. It was soothing. It gave this little boy a chance to level down a bit. He was ramped up, right? So I love that. I think that's beautiful. And Monica said to me when she wrote this all out, she said, I felt her all the time after that. Just that energy. And it was a beautiful energy. It was like this flow that just happened around. And I asked her if she thought it was residual, which is like I said, that imprint. And she said, or did she think the little girl was actually talking to these children? And she said she couldn't really tell. She felt like it was more residual than it was, you know, a spirit, an active spirit. But in the end, it didn't matter, because this little girl was doing what she intended to do, whether it was residual or not. You can leave an imprint of good energy behind you, and those children could pick it up. And, you know, honestly, children do pick up energy so much easier than us. That's why people will always call me and they'll be like, can you come to the house? There's spirits in the house. And I'll be like, are you sure there's spirits in your house? And they'll be like, my children see and feel the spirits, you know, monsters under the beds, in the closets, et cetera, et cetera. So that's just a little story. I'll have more for you. I think we're going to get ready to take a call. I think Sharon in Chicago. Are you there, beautiful?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Sharon. What's up, girlfriend?
Oh, hi. Hi. Let's see. Well, I called in for an animal reading. Do you do that?
You called in for an animal reading. So your animal is on the other side, lovey?
No, my animal is missing, but there's sightings of him. And I want to know how he is.
Okay, so I'm going to say a couple of things. First of all, I'm going to tell you that I have a really great animal communicator that does my podcast with me. So she connects to animals that are here, still on this side and on the other side. I'm more suited to connecting to animals that I've already crossed over. But let me see if I can tap in with anything. So immediately when I tap into the energy, I'm saying to my guide, you do the work, friend. Just tell me what to tell her. My guide is saying to me that your pet is still with us. So I'm not connecting to your pet on the other side. I feel like your pet is still here. But I also don't feel anxious. I don't feel like your pet. Is this a dog, please, or a cat?
A cat.
Okay. And would you understand the cat been missing for a little while now, please? I feel like there has been, this has got to be over a few days.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Oh, it's been a few months. Okay.
Sightings.
I honestly, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, I believe he's being fed by the place that he was lost. And my flyers are all over, but these people are not contacting me. And I want to know why.
Okay. So I'm not a fortune teller. I can't read people's minds or anything, but let me give you everything that I can get. And hopefully it will give you something to work with. Okay. So I do feel that your cat is being looked after by someone else. I do feel, because your cat feels fine. Like, this is not an anxious cat. This is not a cat that's like out there trying to find his way home, because he or she is being well looked after. Do you understand? So when I'm saying that to you, I'm feeling like there are not ill intentions. Like, these people aren't doing this to you. I just feel like they're oblivious. They think they're doing something nice for this cat. Look, there's a cat. I'm going to feed this cat. That's what I'm picking up. I don't feel like they're being nefarious. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they are literally being like, is your cat have a microchip or a tag of some sort?
No.
Okay. Because I feel like they either looked for that or they tried to do something and then they just kind of dropped it and was like, okay, there's nothing there. There's nothing I can do with him. Is it a male?
Yes.
Okay, because I keep getting male cat energy. Spirit keeps telling me that the cat is fine, so you don't have to worry about its health or anything at this point. The cat feels fine, okay? I will say to you that, did you move?
Yeah, and I'm moving right now. I bought a house.
Okay. And
he was lost when I was on vacation, so it's in a different state, actually.
Oh. So you took the cat on vacation with you?
Yeah, and he got out of the motel.
Okay. This makes better sense to me because I feel like there is no way for these people to really connect with you. So here's what I'm going to say to you. I would not be surprised if someone does contact you down the road, but I feel like you need to know that Pussycat is good. I would tell you if he was suffering in any way, I would try to guide you back there. I can only do what my spirit guides tell me. And I'm being told to tell you that no one is treating him poorly. He's being looked after. His whole energy is peaceful. I also feel, though, that he misses you and his family. Yeah. Do you understand? But I feel like he's okay. So he's comfortable where he is. And that if you do get a call, it won't be for a little while. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, it's okay. I mean, he's on every lost and found cat site in that town. There's only two organizations that deal with them, and they have flyers door to door. And he's on two different websites. The pound knows of him, and the police know of him also. So, I mean, there's really no excuse for them not to say, okay, a cat showed up, and all the vets have flyers, groomers, and pet stores. So they would know who he is. It's a small town.
I just don't think they're doing anything about it, sweetheart. I just don't think they're doing anything about it. As long as they're taking care of him, we'll go with that, but their ability to like reach out to you and do what's right. It's almost like they're pretending like they don't see these things or they don't. Oh, is it not? Are they good people, bad people? I feel like they're taking care of the cat, but they're not taking care of business. Oh, that's a good way to say it, Tony. They're taking care of your cat, but they're not taking care of business. So they're doing the bare minimum in terms of trying to reunite the cat with you, but they are looking after the cat.
So I do believe I'll hear from him again in a few months, you know. But
I do, and I feel like they kept saying to me months. So that feels, and I kept getting that there was a move. So even if you move again, the pussycat will contact, the pussycat won't, but someone will contact you. So I'm going to leave that with you, okay, Sharon? Wishing you nothing but love and light for your pussycat, and hopefully he'll come back to you sooner than later.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, gorgeous. Take care. Okay, I think I have another caller coming through, so let's see. Hello, hello. Brenda, are you there in Florida? Silver Springs, Florida. Hi. You know, it's funny. Florida is, I'm from Canada. So I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And my son played lacrosse literally all over the United States. So I followed him. He played for the Seattle Stars. So I followed him everywhere. And I feel like I have no idea where anything is. I'm reading this. I've been to Chicago. I've been to Florida. I've been to New York. I've been to all these places. But like when I say it, I'm like, I have no idea where we are. I think it's probably sunny in Florida. I hope it would be. Okay. Are you there?
Very sunny in Florida.
Is it very
sunny? I'm here.
No, is it also warm? Right. Oh, Shia, did you just tell me you're on the beach?
No, I'm in Central Florida. I'm in the middle.
Oh, okay. But it's hot?
63 or 61 right now.
Okay, I'll go with that because, like I said, I'm Canadian and that means nothing to me. But if you say it's not bad, because I'm here starting to get really, really cold. So,
no, it's just so warm here.
Oh, not fair. Not, I'm like literally in all my Nike gear now. Okay, baby, what are we doing for you today? What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Which are you? Are you a medium? You a psychic? What are you?
I'm a medium. I'm in everything. I do all the work. So I even just did a cat call, an animal communication. My podcast partner is going to be so proud of me because that's what her work is. She's an animal communicator. Oh, 16 degrees.
I heard you talking to her.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, usually I connect to those on the other side or I connect to guides and whatnot. Let's talk a little bit about what you're looking for, Brenda. Is what can I do for you today, beautiful, tonight?
Well, is there anybody named Sean trying to come through by chance?
Well, that's the first time someone's actually given me a name. Usually I'm supposed to give a name. No problem. Let me see what's going on, please. Would you understand Sean being gone for some period of time, though, please?
Yes, no, he's been gone since 2020.
Okay. And would you understand going quite quickly? Because when I'm connecting, when I'm asking... Thank you. I'm asking my guide to connect. I feel like he was here one moment and he was gone the next, please. I also feel as though
exactly.
When this... Thank you. I also, when I'm connecting with this, please, I literally feel as though there's a sense of like being kind of excited that you are asking about him, kind of excited that you're asking about him because that means someone's thinking about him.
No, it's not in a good way.
Well... Okay. I'm laughing because spirit doesn't necessarily pick up on that kind of stuff. So he's, you are thinking about him. And when he's crossed over on the other side, he is picking up that you are thinking about him. Now he's not coming through to me and saying like, oh, she hates me or she doesn't like me. You asked for him to come through. So he's coming through. He's telling me that his crossing over was all sorts of chaotic.
It was, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's also looking at you and he's saying that he does, thank you, that's fair enough. He's saying that he does understand where you're coming from, though, when you think about him and what your energy is like towards him. You have a distinct feeling of distaste, but he says you're angry.
Well, very, yeah.
Okay. And he's saying to you, even if he came through and told you that in spirit, he is not the same that he was here, that would be hard for you to understand because he did a lot when he was here. I feel like he, you know, that word, Brenda, when I said that word chaos, he gives me the sense that he was everywhere. Like he was just a very hard soul, a very hard person when he was here.
Yes, yeah. He kept me hostage. He lied. He cheated. He was a compulsive liar. I didn't know none of this. And I feel like I didn't know him. You know what I mean? I actually did not know him. I did not know the real him. And I'm very angry about that.
I don't think you did either. And it's a little strange to me because I'm not going to lie to you, sister. When he came through, he was excited. He still has a little bit of that excited energy about connecting with you. He was like, yes, she's
really?
Thinking about me. Yeah, he does. And
is he still a narcissist on the other side?
No, they're not. That's the thing. You know, the spirits that happen here, The human experience that they have here, baby, is not what they come mm-hmm. over there with. They will reflect on it. They will understand what he did. And he keeps saying to me, I was worse to her than she even knows. But
I know.
I think you know now. I don't think you knew then, though.
I do. I did not know. No, I did not know that. No, I did not know. No, absolutely not.
When he's coming through, he's saying to me, even if I say I'm sorry, he also says to me, Lovey, this man had children, please.
Yeah. Well, see, that's just, I don't know how many he actually had. He told me he had 5, but I guess he only had 3. So I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Cause he's okay. Well, here's the thing is that I truly believe he had more than 3. I feel like he had more than 3. I feel like he knows things and that there is people out there talking about him now. Oh my goodness. There's people talking about him, but I want to say something to you. He does come through with, and this is going to be hard for you to take, baby. And I just want you to hear it straight from me and just know that I can mm-hmm. only give you what he gives me. He did care about you. Even though you can't take that right now, even though everything he did, that's who he was. That's how mm-hmm. this guy was. And that's from his childhood, he's telling me, right from the get-go. This guy felt like he always had to be defensive. He always had to do, you know, make sure he was one step ahead from everyone. Do you understand? And to do that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And to do that, he would lie and he would do things. I feel he had run-ins with the law. I feel that he owes. Oh, my goodness. This man. Brenda, what were you doing with this person? This was not your person.
He died. I didn't know all that until after he died. That's the whole thing. I did not have a clue. I found it out.
Crazy,
I found all of it out after he died. The day he died. I didn't even find it out. It was the day he died. I was like, I would have brought him back myself and killed him again.
What he just said to me, he said
she
would
have. Told me.
He just said.
Yes, his aunt told me everything.
Oh, dear.
I mean, when he dropped a massive heart attack, and he went in. He walked out the door, walked in the door, fell flat on his face, and he was gone. He was done before he hit the ground. There was no bringing him back.
But, no, there was no. And sometimes that's
I'm
a little bit of karma.
The best way to, that's what I was thinking. After I found everything he did out, I was like, well, and I was glad. Because, I mean, I wasn't glad that he died, okay? I'm not that evil. But I was glad that I could not just. You know how people go back and forth to, you know, go back to their exes and then go back to the, and then leave and then go back to their exes and leave. I felt like I would have been in that situation had it been that way. Had it not gone the way it went.
It didn't go that way. And I truly feel that his whole energy, oh, sweetie, his whole energy is trying to find a way to tell you he's sorry, but he's not saying he's sorry. He's kind of saying to me, she got the better part of me than what most people knew about me.
Oh my God, that's the case. I'm in deep shit.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. You did say that you didn't know how bad he was for the most part till he crossed
over.
No, I didn't. So if you had known all of that, you said it yourself, gorgeous Brenda. You are powerful. You are strong. This guy does not own you at all. Even when he was here, I feel like, yes, he played games. That was his mm-hmm. thing. I feel like mm-hmm. he was like a gambler.
Oh yeah,
like,
he played a lot of them.
But you want to
know gambler.
Why
he wasn't so much a gambler. I did find out he was doing drugs. I did find out that he was doing all kind of other things, and he was drinking a bottle of vodka a day. He did gain like 100 pounds because of COVID. It's like, it was just horrible. Horrible. And
okay.
I told him.
I just want to clarify what I said, Lovey. Brenda, I didn't mean that he was a gambler, as in he was truly gambling. I meant like he took chances.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes.
And
yes,
I'm going to say something else to you. He was very, very defensive. I feel like within himself, You know, he passed away because he stopped looking after himself. He was hiding from all the things that he was doing. So his mindset, he knows this. He's the one telling me. He's like, I dropped dead. He said, my heart just stopped. He said, because I couldn't carry on with what I was doing. There, I just couldn't do it anymore. Period.
Yep.
Just gone.
He was only 40. He was only 40.
Yeah. Well, hey, look at the life he led. And he did it to himself.
Oh, my God, I know.
He did it to himself. Period.
And you want to hear something? I told him two weeks before he died, I told him he was going to die. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, you watch. And he did. 2 weeks later, he was dead.
You know, it's interesting. When I'm connecting with him, please, and I'm asking for things, he said he's glad his aunt told you. He says he's glad his aunt told you because you should know. You should know. And I'm like, oh, God, really? I would never, you know, be, let her be, you know. But he's saying to me to tell you that had he had, he's not making excuses. He said, don't make this sound like an excuse. I'm like, okay. But had he had better people, better understandings, better mindset, he said he would have been a different person. And he sees that now. He says he's looking down, and you've had some really, really harsh thoughts about him. And you've stated that.
Yeah.
Anyone that's listening to this, know what you feel.
Yeah.
They know what you feel.
Yeah.
But he's saying that if he could have done it differently, he would have, but could have and should have. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, too late now for that.
Exactly.
Well, so there's nobody else alive except for his aunt. His mom died last year. At Christmas time or around New Year's, his sister died before him. And I don't know if he's got any other family besides his aunt.
He's got children. Kids. Yep. He says, I got children.
Yeah. But I don't know how many.
The number that I get is 5.
That's what he told me, but I didn't. But he lied about so much stuff, I didn't believe him. You know what I mean?
That's the number he gives me is 5. And I feel like, I don't feel like you're going to find them. I don't think you should.
I don't want to find them. No,
find
them.
He says to tell you, thank you. He says to tell you that everything that happened before, during, and after, you've always been the stronger one out of the two of you. He says, you've always been the stronger one, and you're the one left standing. You're the one left standing. And he's grateful for that. He's grateful for that. Because he didn't come here to break you. Oh, see, now we're getting into a little bit of an apology. He didn't come here to break you. He just could not stop his like roller coaster. It was repetitive. It was over and over. And he was drinking like it was water.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And why do people
drink? Go through a bottle of vodka a day.
Brenda, I'm going to wrap this up for you, sweetheart. I'm going to tell you that Sean is glad you're the last one standing, and he recognizes what he did. And I'm going to leave that with you, Livy.
Tell him I forgive him.
And so it is. He can hear you.
Good.
I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you so much for joining me, Brenda. Thank you, everyone, for watching. If you'd like to follow me on any of my platforms, I would love to have you. Spirit Essence by Tara Diana. And if you have a story that you want to share about an experience with Spirit, info@spiritessencebytaradiana, send it in. I will put it up here either on the Spirit Essence Show or on any of my platforms, and I'm on all the platforms. So I am so blessed to have this opportunity with you all. Make sure you follow me. I'll see you next week. We'll have another story and we'll do some more messages. Thank you to Brenda and Sharon for joining me tonight. Okay, bye.